Magic money, foreign alert. Hello, that is sorcery. That is magic. You see, I called it magic money. Quick, God bless you, and you get money. I am not saying God cannot bless you supernaturally, but when you now fold your hands and sit down, and you put your phone in front, and you are praying, Lord, send alert, send alert. You will send alert. The alert you only receive is that you are owing credit on your phone. That's the alert you will receive. Amen. I have heard supernatural bank alerts. I've shared my own testimony of how we were praying that we will get this place. And I even went to meet somebody to borrow us. And it was an embarrassment. And in the place of embarrassment, alert came in. That would be supernatural alert. Because he solved the issue at that time. But I didn't do anything. I fold my hand, I'm sleeping, waking up, and I'm seeing alert. I'm doing blood money. That's blood money. That's not God. You are in partnership for the blessing. If you go back to Genesis 12 verse 1, there was an instruction in verse 1. Go back to verse 1. Genesis 12 1. There was an instruction. So let's stop deceiving ourselves. And the Lord God said to Abraham, what did he say to him first? Leave. Move. You have not moved. You are saying you will be blessed the way you are. You have not moved. You've tied your hand, you tied your leg. He said, you should leave. And when he leaves, what will happen? I'm going to the land, I will show you. Go to verse 2. He had to leave first. And because he has leave, because he knows he will leave, what will happen to him? Because he will leave, because he's obedient to leave, what will happen? I will make you. Why does he want to make him? He has what? Left. So did you see, when Master says God bless you, it means when you make that move of that plan God has said you should do, he has already declared the blessing of God on it. That's why I like Deuteronomy 28 very much. He said, blessed will you be in the field of your land and the field of your body. Because you don't know that everything is work. May the Lord bless the works of your hand. When they say that prayer, you think it's just for make money. The works of your hand, even if you are barren, may the Lord bless the works of your hand. Why didn't God just give everybody? Mainly you get married. Don't do anything. Just get your own baby. You didn't get what I just explained now. Okay, why didn't all of us, even why from the beginning, why didn't just everybody just take, mainly you can identify your spouse, say, this is my spouse. The next thing is you have your own baby. Why didn't it happen that way? Because you have to partner with God for the fulfillment of the blessing. I don't preach laziness. I don't support it. I don't like it. Many of us are too lazy. Don't like it. It's not helping matters. Number two, talking about curses and blessings. Number two, curses can be transferred or can be inherited. People inherit curses. People can transfer curses to you. They can inherit curses on your behalf. Amen and amen. But you know the interesting thing too? Blessings can be transferred. And blessings can be what? Inherited. That is why I always say, be careful of who you associate yourself with. If the person is a blessing, you will be a blessing for it. If the person is cursed, surely you will eat out of it too. Surely. Surely. You know, sometimes we find ourselves, even an environment can be cursed. And even an environment can be blessed. I give a very typical example. Look at Lagos, for instance. Anyone who comes to Lagos makes money. Why do people leave their villages and come to Lagos? They make what? Money. But there's a curse to it, which we need to deal with. And if you are not a Christian, you have to be very careful with it. You have to be very... Because the same way you are making the money is the same way you will waste it. If you are not careful. That's why you see people, they'll stay in Lagos 30 years. When they come home with slippers. Nothing. Because the place has a blessing. And the place has a what? It has a curse. Look at those people, those funny people on that day. When Jesus was going to be crucified. And the man was like, Pilate was washing his hand off. He was saying, I don't have a hand in this curse. So, and those ones were screaming. What did those people scream? He said, let the curse be upon us. And upon our what? Our children. Is the curse not upon them right now? They are shooting. Every day somebody must be killed in Israel. It's a war zone. And yet they are experiencing peace. Because the Bible also said the peace of God will be upon Jerusalem. They will experience peace and also get war at the same time. May God not give you hot and cold. Blessings can be inherited. Blessings can be transferred. We are talking about transgenerational blessings. So get it as a parent, as a mother, and as a mother-to-be, as a father-to-be. You can transfer the blessing. I wish I could show you. Time will not permit me this morning. But I wanted to show you that Abraham transferred the blessing to Isaac. Isaac transferred the blessing to who? To Jacob. Jacob transferred the blessing to the 12 tribes of Israel. Do you get what I'm saying? It can be transferred. Let me share with you. If you're a good Bible scholar, I won't be able to quote verses, but I'll just say this. To tell you that blessings can be transferred, curses can be transferred. Abraham experienced one thing that looks like a curse. How many of us can remember what he experienced? That looks like a curse. Abraham. What happened to his wife? The wife was barren, right? At the end, he got Isaac, right? When the curse was broken, right? Abraham was barren. Now it's now Isaac. What happened to Rebecca after some time? She too was barren. Until Isaac prayed for her. The Bible wrote it there. It said, and Isaac entreated the Lord for Rebecca. So that same, why didn't it change? So we need to be very, some of us, we need to pray some scatter prayer. You know when they call scatter prayer? Prayer that, enough is enough. Family prayers that look. Just look back at the life of your parents, your grandparents. You will see that there are some things that are like trend. Like we used to say, it's trending on social media. It's trending. Cut it away and say, you can't go like this. Recently, I started noticing some of my own. Even as a result of my travel to my wife's town, some people were saying some terrible things. I said, no wonder. See what she's struggling with. I told her, you will see me in Lagos. We'll whisk ourselves to deliverance ground and deliver all those rubbish. Enough is enough. Amen. You need to pray those prayers to deliver yourself. Oh. Set yourself free from that trend. Now, look at Isaac. He broke Rebecca off. Now, it was passed to Jacob. How many of you know who was barren? Who was barren? The same wife of Jacob. The one he really wanted to marry. Did you get the picture? The really one he wanted to marry, that was in his heart to marry, was what? Barren. That's Rachel. Until again, God remembered and had mercy on her and removed her from it. So those of you living your life, it used to happen in our family. Break yourself free. Did you hear what I just said? Break yourself free. Curses can be transferred. Blessings can be transferred. Number three. Let's go to number three. Number three. So if you want to write down for curses can be transferred, blessings can be transferred, you can look at Genesis 4, Genesis 3. Even interestingly, why we are suffering here on this earth is because curses were transferred to us. Genesis 3. Somebody disobeyed in the beginning. And the whole thing, just one curse was laid on him. And today, all of us are still inheriting the curses. So we need to set ourselves free. Hallelujah. Number three. You know, I said something in number one, that there is no curse if there is no curse. I hope you are seeing it. If there is no curse, let me speak like the English people. There is no curse. If there is no curse, there is no curse. The curse there is C-U-R-S-E. Curse, C-A-U-S-E. If there is no curse, there is no curse. Did you get that now? Now, going to number what? Are you following me? Number three. Disobedience strengthens curse. Disobedience does what? Strengthens curses. While obedience will support and maintain the blessing. Give us Deuteronomy 11:26. Disobedience strengthens curses, while obedience supports and maintains the blessing. Deuteronomy 11:26. Let me read from 26. Can you all read with me? Behold, I said before you today. You know one funny thing I've discovered in the Bible? Anytime there is a blessing, there is also a curse in the reverse. They go parallel. They are like parallel lines. And you know parallel lines never meet. They never meet. Behold, I said before you today, a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if... Can you see that? The blessing, if you obey the what? Commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today. Verse 28. Can you see the other side again? God have mercy on us. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. Disobedience strengthens curses, while obedience supports and maintains the blessings. The blessing. Can you see verse 28? That curses come and they are strengthened by what? Disobedience. But what will sustain blessings? Obedience. So as God said to Abraham in Genesis 12:1, leave. If he decides not to leave, what will come to him? But now that he has left and is obedient, what happened? Blessings came. And that's why we are blessed when we also do what? We obey. Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. I hope you're seeing these things I'm still sharing. They look very simple, but they are something that is holding many of us at ransom. And we need to set ourselves free. We need to learn to obey instructions. Follow it. Make it so simple. Let's go to number four. Let me even share an experience here. Obedience and disobedience. You know, especially because we have children in the house. Ephesians 6, what does it say? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor them. Why? Because this is the first with a what? Promise. What is the promise that comes with it? Long life and what? So God is saying, I will give you long life. But what is the condition of the long life? That means that anytime blessings and curses go, there's always a condition to for the fulfillment of it. That's what I was saying in the beginning. There is always a cost. There's a condition to make it reality. Sometimes, most of the time, it is the condition of our hearts that will make either a curse or a blessing our reality. The condition of what? Your heart will determine if a curse will be your reality or the blessing will be your reality. That it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. God wants you to live long on earth, but there's a condition to it. Honor. Obey your parents. That's all. So if you now do the reverse of disobeying or dishonoring your parents, what will automatically happen? Your life will not be long. You have a short life. And you see them dying old. If you check very well, they have dishonored or disobeyed their parents. Check very well. Especially when those people are blessed, they forget their parents. When they are blessed, some people do that. They don't even remember that somebody was due. They don't honor them with their substance. They don't honor them to even listen to get advice from them. They now run into trouble and they're not coming back to them. But it may be too late. Because you always run into trouble, which is curses, if you dishonor your parents. Let's go to verse four, number four. I want to quickly end today's service. Number four. Curses, oh hallelujah, I love this, can be converted to blessings. I love this. I love this. And this is what will lead us to pray. We'll pray with this. I love this. Curses can be converted to blessings. Hallelujah. Look at it. If you go back to that Genesis 12:3, he says, verse 2, he says, whoever curses you is cursed. But whoever blesses you, open your Bibles to Nehemiah 3. Give us Nehemiah 13, verse 2. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Go to Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 2. Thank you. Can you look up and let's read? Because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. Can you read that last sentence? I love that passage. However, our God, the God of Israel, turned the curse. That's why I decree over anyone under the sound of my voice. Anyone cursing you, anyone that was hired to curse you, those curses are converted to blessings in the name of Jesus. However, our God turned the curses. Turned the curse. Turned a curse into a blessing. You are blessed. In your going out, you are blessed. In your coming in, you are blessed. Your band is blessed. The works of your hand is blessed. Your understanding is enlightened and blessed. Your feet is blessed. Your imagination is blessed. Your body is blessed. Everything that concerns you is blessed. Anyone who curses you is cursed. But every curse issued against you is converted to a... But you should also be careful here. Because if you two go cursing someone who is already blessed, what happens? The curse comes back to you. Why the curse is converted to a blessing on the life of the person? Be careful what you say. Be careful. Don't go cursing people. Don't go saying rubbish. Don't go mocking people. You are just mocking yourself doing that. Oh. The only thing you are permitted to do is to bless people. Because whoever blesses you, whoever you bless, is blessed. That's why we sing that song, my hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Anyone I touch surely has been blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord.
I'm coming back to verse number 4, but let's just round up here on number 5. Are you writing? Now let's go to number 5.
Hallelujah, I love this again. Curses have expiring dates.
Hey!
Curses have expiring dates.
But you know, funny thing? Eh? Blessings.
Hey! Blessings.
Oh God, blessings.
Please give me Exodus 25. I need you to see the blessings.
Oh, gaba gabo zole gaba lana. Blessings.
They do, oh my God, they don't expire. They can only hang and be waiting for the day of fulfillment.
Look at it.
You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
So where does curses end? Fourth generation.
That is why the Yoruba has this funny adage. They will say three generations cannot remain cursed. They are just confirming the Bible.
Three generations. Now what they are saying is three generations consecutively cannot remain cursed.
But listen, I tell you one funny thing is that if they don't know and they begin to dwell in that ignorance, all of them will be
swallowing the curse.
But the day one person wakes up to say, ah, enough. There was a curse that was issued against the children of Israel. It was, yes, I call it a curse because it was God who spoke it. He said they will go on exile for 70 years. It was issued by Jeremiah. Isaiah confirmed it. The prophets. It took Daniel when the day of the 70 years was over. He said, ah, it's enough now. Ah, I can't remain. That was one of the things that battered the scripture of the revelation of revelation. If you know what I'm talking about. The book of Revelation started in Daniel. Where Daniel was telling us how the end will be like 70 years of curses. What was Daniel trying to do? He broke into something in God that was greater than what we could even explain. He was only trying to pray for Israel, the small country. But he broke into the Israel of the whole world. We are still spending the 70 years of that curse till today. The day the trumpet sounds, the curse is broken. And there's a fulfillment of the promises. Where we will now be, it will be a banquet. Oh, there will be no crying. There will be no sorrow anymore. You will not feel pain. That was the Israel they are waiting for. Where everything will be as, will be always be a party.
Did you get what I just said?
But it's possible on this earth at this time.
Curses have expiring dates. Give me Exodus 34 verse 7.
Blessings are transgenerational.
Up to 1,000 generations.
I want you to read everybody. Can we read everything one together?
1, 2, 3, go.
Keeping mercy for thousands. forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilt,
visiting the, can you see? Did you see what I'm saying? The mercy of God there is the blessing of God. How far did he go?
Thousands of generations. He will just forget that curse and begin to bless them for it.
But what will happen? The other side, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children for the third. So every curse has a what? Expiring date. But when it is a blessing, what is it?
Is a what? Thousands of generations are benefiting from a blessing.
Thousands and thousands of generations are benefiting from a what?
From a blessing.
Let me conclude here. As I use this story, Adam and Eve. Adam brought the curse of labor with sweat. Rigorous labor, both on the woman and both on man. Adam brought the curse of sin upon us. And what is the curse of sin? Death, debt, fear, restlessness, sickness. Adam brought sickness, fear, restlessness, and death upon us. Those four things. The curse of Adam brought those four things on us. Sickness, fear, restlessness, and what? Death. That's why I said the wages of sin is what? Death. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the beginning, God did not want us to come short. One of the first things he did in Genesis 1:28, what did he say? And the Lord, what? Blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply. He gave us fivefold blessing. Open it. Open it. Genesis 1:28. Is it 28 or 26? Give me. I want you to open it. Are you there? Very good. 128. Can we read 1, 2, 3, go? Then God what? Did he start with cursing us? There was a curse for us, for him to curse us. We disobeyed. Adam disobeyed and he got a what? A curse. And we are also benefiting from the curse. But thank God that curse has an expiring date. It expired the day Jesus died on the cross. Look at the fivefold blessing. Then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful. Number one. Number two, multiply. Number three, fill the earth. Number four, subdue it. And number five, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. But today, if we see lion, how many of us will wait? Did I say lion? Lion is too big. If you see cockroach, rats, lizard, like me yesterday, I was dozing off on my laptop, and all of a sudden, this monitor lizard, those wall geckos, ran on my leg. I just said, Jesus, Jesus. I said, what nonsense is this? Monitor lizard. After I had done it, scattered the whole place. I said, what nonsense is this? Monitor lizard, where did I get to that point? I said, no problem. Today, when I get back to church, that thing must die. I'm going to deal with it. He has the guts to climb my leg. He has given us power over every of them. That's why if you see people who are manifesting God, they are not afraid of anything. Who carry God? They'll tell you, if you like, fly in the air. I'm not afraid. They'll tell you, I'm not afraid of anything. Nothing. Death is not even, they are not afraid of death. The Bible says they love not their life. It says, what can stop us? What can pull us?
What can even stop us from the love of this God? He mentioned everything on this earth. Say nothing. Why? They have found God.
So as I round up this morning,
yes, you may still be operating under the curse, but there is redemption. Adam brought curses, but Jesus brought the blessing. He brought the redemption. All you just need to do is very simple. Accept Jesus.
Simple.
Say, I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God. You came to this world for the redemption of my sin, for the redemption of my soul. That's all. If you say that with sincere hearts, I believe you are the Son of God, you died and you resurrected for my redemption. I am now a child of God. That's it. Because it is believing God in your heart and you confess him with your mouth that you are being saved. Shall we rise on our feet?
Rise to your feet. Please give me that Nehemiah 13 verse 2. Rise to your feet. Elijah, come. Rise to your feet. I know there is no one who has listened to me this morning that must still be operating in the curse. The curse, the one from Adam. That's why I want us to convert every other curse, because our God is ready to turn curses into what? A blessing. So you are going to be declaring over your life, say, every curses issued against me be converted to blessing. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Every curse issued against me. Every curse issued against me. Issued against the works of my hand. Every curse issued against me. Be converted to blessing. Be converted to blessing. Be converted to blessing. Be converted to blessing. By the word of the Lord this morning, every curse in the root of my life, every curse in my family lineage, every curse in my father's house, every curse in my mother's house, be converted to blessing. By the reason of the blood of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, every curse be converted to blessing. 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 Yes, Lord, let those curses become blessings. Become blessings. Become blessings. Enough is enough. I refuse to operate under a curse. I am only blessed. Every curse of my environment, every curse of my location, every curse of my workplace, they are converted to blessing. 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 Somebody needs to pray more. Every curse be converted to blessing. Every idle words, every satanic statement, every divination, every incantation. Your word says, there is therefore now, there is therefore now, no condemnation, no divination, no conspiracy, no satanic words against me. They are chattered nonsense. They are rendered null and void over my life, over my destiny, over my home, over my household. In Jesus' name we pray. Two things Jesus brought for us. He brought atonement and he brought the anointing. The atonement was done by his blood. The anointing was done by the breaking of his body, because you don't get oil for anointing if you have not pressed it. It's either you press it, it's either you crush it, or you beat it. Which of these three things was not done to Jesus? He was beaten. He was crushed. The Bible says he was bruised. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. And by his stripes, what happened? You are healed. So this morning, he gave us a token
of what we can use to always remember him. He gave us his body and his blood.
He gave you his what? And this morning you are coming to the table of the Lord to take his body and his blood. You are coming to what?
To the table of the Lord to take his what? Body and his blood. So therefore, as from now, as you come in contact with this bread and this wine, the curse for those curses. You didn't get what I just said. The curse for those curses has been atoned. I thought your amen will rend the heavens. The curse for those curses, they have been atoned. And right now, there is a fresh anointing for blessings. So that anyone you begin to touch, anything you lay your hands upon, if you touch a chair, the chair becomes blessed. Because by the time any sick person sits on that chair, they become healed.
The healing anointing of God is here in our midst. Recently, the Lord, I didn't want to say this out. I'll keep it to myself. When the time comes, you will see it. Said it is time for me to unleash something in you. The healing anointing of God is here. And as you come to the table of the Lord, I want you to be very, very filled with faith. Say, Lord, your blood has atoned for me. So therefore, as I eat your bread and I eat and drink your wine, Lord, my life becomes a blessing. I begin to push anointing. I begin to push the anointing.
By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke.